Note reference, 83, despite court urging, the congregation's lawyers refused to cross-examine witnesses or to introduce any testimony of their own in defense of McSeeting, for fear that this would weaken their argument. They did not believe that the secular courtroom was the proper forum for Jewish doctrinal debates. Lower court sided with the congregation and refused to become involved, arguing that Congregation Beth Tefillah's Moses majority voice had the power to rule. The Michigan Supreme Court, however, unanimously reversed this decision and accepted the minority's claims. It stressed that, because of defendants' calculated risk of not offering proofs, no dispute exists as to the teaching of Orthodox Judaism as to McSeeting, by the laws governing implied trusts. Therefore, the congregation's majority was denied the power to carry property dedicated for use by Orthodox Jews to the support of a new and conflicting doctrine. A change of views on religious subjects, the court ruled, did not require those who still held to older views to surrender property originally conveyed to them. Note reference, 84.